And here's another song that if you get a group of people together and ask them to name you a number of Irish songs, certainly this one would come among the, well, top five, I would say. Here's Frank McCaffrey.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean, wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my bonnie bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. You love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, oh, many times I see a dark shadow on your brow. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home.
Now, we're still moving about Ireland because we've come now to County Cavan. And it's a song sung for us here by Derek McCormack. And it tells the story of Paddy Riley. No, not the singer. We've just had him doing The Fields of Athenry. This is a different Paddy Riley. This was composed by Percy French. And he's asking, Paddy Riley, come back to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to at the bridge of Finnay, and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn, and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a song. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Earlier on in the programme, we had a sort of a sing-along chorus session with the Irish Rovers. Remember the one about down by the bog in the valley-o? Well, here's another such song that you can join in the chorus. Mind you, my guide dog has left the room now, so I won't upset him by singing. But this is the Clancy Brothers, as I say so often, the founder of the ballad scene, the founders of the ballad scene. And they're singing a song, and the audience are joining in. So come on, let's all join together with them. It's No, Nay, Never Will I Play the Wild Rover. Clancy Brothers.
And it's No, Nay, Never. Spent. I
asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day,
and it's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more. But I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
And then out of me pockets I took sovereigns bright, lady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said sure were only in jest.
And it's no nay, never.
One, two, three.
No nay, never, no more. But I played the wild rover. No, never, no more. I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they caress me a half time before, then I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no nay, never.
Oh, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
Oh, man, let's tear it out again.
And it's no.
Oh, will I play the Wild Rover? The Clancy Brothers there. I do believe that that was recorded in Carnegie Hall, no less. Now, here's a group I don't know too much about. They've got a great name, though. The Jolly Beggar Men. And they're telling us all what happened on the banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, we love a nicer town. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me love with you. In the middle of the juvenile, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me?" Well, when I was a young man, I heard my father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any runaway. But a lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out my fiddle part to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are the Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you play me?" But now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home. And then Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the roses, we love the nice and down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay?" And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May. When the leaves, they are green and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit before to play. But a lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the banks of the roses, we love and I sit down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are the Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay?"
Now we're going to have a sample of the phenomenon that's been sweeping Ireland over the last past few years anyway. I'm speaking, of course, of country and Irish. Now, to explain country and Irish in simple terms, it's usually an Irish song given a country arrangement. And a lot of the singers do put on sort of pseudo-American accents, which don't appeal to me. But a lot of them, the good ones, don't. But here's John Hogan. Now, he's going to sing a country song that was written by, well, one of the kings of country, that's Johnny Cash, on a visit to Ireland. And on the plane back home, he started thinking about his tour and his holiday, and he wrote this song. John Hogan and 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores at Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibberee, the moorlands and the meadows, and there's 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. That I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf. I'd to see again the thatching of the straw the women clean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
There we heard John Hogan and his version of 40 Shades of Green, and we might be able to slip in another couple of samples of country and Irish before the end of the programme, but now we're going to a group called Briar Folk. Now, I know the song very well. Can't say I know too much about the group, but here, guess where we are again. Come on, I'll give you two guesses. Yes, you get it in one. We're in Donegal and they're telling us all about the boys of Killybegs. Killybegs, a big fishing port right up there in the northwest of Ireland, and the boys of Killybegs are rolling home.
There high in rugged hills on the coast of Donegal, and the fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing I know right well, as the play to take a living from the steam. With the peasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now you're heading out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. but the sun comes riding high, and the clouds will sing a bye, and maybe today you'll take a bumper haul. With a pleasant road and sea, and a herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, and the boys of Kinnebanks come roaring home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes and razor wells upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With a pleasant road and sea, and a herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Kinnebanks come rolling home. Now there's purple on the hills, and there's green down by the shore, and the sun has spread its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring beaches go, and we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet all gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Kinnebanks come rolling home. When the boys of Kinnebanks come rolling home.
I
the very talented Dolores Keen there, and My Love is in America. I like the backing on that. And when you think that Dolores, well, she came from a traditional Irish music family. All her families, her aunts and her uncles, brothers, and they all sang beautiful Irish traditional music, and she still can sing it. And there she was singing, well, a contemporary song, My Love is in America. Now we're going to have an artist who doesn't, well, he hasn't made much appearances on Sounds Irish over the years, simply because, well, he's not my sort of scene. But if I were to say to you, name, or if I were to say to some of my friends, name me some Irish singers and artists over the last couple of years, well, some of the older people would have said John McCormack, and others would have said various other singers. And then the more younger people would have said, so, well, Nathan Carter. And then there is the special people who will say Joe Dolan. Joe was, I never looked at him as a singer. He was a performer. He was a phenomenon. He was tremendous on stage. Never stopped. He was gyrating all the time. Most of his numbers were up-tempo numbers, as this one is. This was one of his big hits. This is, I know I'm going to please two people particularly this week. This is Joe Dolan, one of his big hits, More and More and More.
Oh, you've gone.
Joe Dolan, and more and more and more. A very hard-working man on stage. I can remember him starting his career where he was a young, shy, quiet little 18-year-old boy who joined the Drifter Show Band from Mullingar, and he never looked back. Now we're off on our travels again, because this time we're moving up to the County Antrim. And I played another version of this a couple of weeks ago. But here, I want you to listen to Big Ivan singing the praises of the green glens of Antrim.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, with the streams rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only I knew how the lamb called the turns a true Irish bay to a silver lagoon. You'd imagine a picture of heaven to be, if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. I hope to return to my old Cushendall. It's the one place on earth that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I hope at a cabin close down by the shore, and I'll knock with my heart on that wee cabin door, while the sunflowers bloom by the lap of the sea, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. It's alone my concern and my greatest surprise will be smiling at me out of somebody's eyes. It's my private affair what my feelings would be if the green lands of Antrim were calling to me. And I'll be where the people are simple and kind, and amongst them's the one who's been high in my mind. And I too hope and pray that in peace let me be, where the green glens of Antrim are heaven to me.
Big Ivan singing the praises of the green glens of Antrim. I mentioned the word phenomenon a few moments ago. I was talking about Joe Dolan. Well, the latest phenomenon in Ireland is Richie Remo. Oh, wherever Richie goes, well, they're packed venues. He's doing some very good country. Here, for instance, this is his version of Tipperary Girl. And I guarantee you will not hear better country in Nashville.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl.
it is a sunny summer's afternoon. I was kidding, she got the good. I never thought that Cupid could. Spirit died into my soul, spun me round like a padded ball. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as Grace's pearl. Pure romance. I asked her if she'd like to dance. Smiled at me and took my hand. Swung me around till I couldn't stand. She could dance, she could swing like a newborn lamb in spring. Dropping down and to and from, round and round and around we go. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl. She was my temporary girl. Thumping jigs and reels, twitched and twittered all at ease, like a hot dog scratching fleas. The young and foolish, old and wise, entered life with open eyes. Hit her right from the start, or the temporary girl will break your heart. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my temporary girl. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl.
Well, friends, that's it. Richie Remo and Tipperary Girl bringing this week's Sounds Irish to a close. I hope it's been a good program for you. I've enjoyed every single track. Friends, this is Joe Bollett saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until next week, God bless. Travel safely, Sloan. Bye.